It's Friday, May 2nd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, President Trump is expected to propose far-reaching cuts to federal environmental, renewable energy, education, and foreign aid programs in a budget blueprint that slashes non-defense discretionary spending by more than $160 billion, according to administration officials. The fiscal 2026 budget proposal, which the White House is planning to release today, is a largely symbolic wish list that lays out the president's spending and political priorities. Congress, which Republicans control by narrow majorities in both chambers, will spend months debating which elements of the proposed plan should be turned into law. The budget plan will propose $557 billion in non-defense discretionary spending, officials said. Non-defense discretionary spending represents the portion of federal money that must be reauthorized each year and includes funding for areas such as education, transportation, and public health. It does not include Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, or spending on defense. Mr. Trump's budget proposal would also increase funding for border security and defense, officials said, as well as air and rail safety, veterans, and law enforcement. In other news, Microsoft and Meta Platforms drove Wall Street higher after delivering profits for the start of the year that were even bigger than analysts expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Thursday and was back within 8.8% of its record set earlier this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.5%. Treasury yields swiveled in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. Yields initially sank after a report showed more U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than expected, but they later recovered following a better-than-feared update on U.S. manufacturing. Meanwhile, President Trump on Thursday threatened sanctions on anyone who buys Iranian oil, a warning that came after planned talks over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program were postponed. Mr. Trump wrote on social media, quote, "All purchases of Iranian oil or petrochemical products must stop now," end quote. He said any country or person who buys those products from Iran will not be able to do business with the United States in any way, shape, or form. It was unclear how Mr. Trump would impose such a ban, as he threatened to levy secondary sanctions on nations that import Iranian oil. His statement further risked escalating tensions with China, Iran's leading customer, at a time when the relationship is severely strained over the U.S. president's tariffs. Based on tanker tracking data, the U.S. Energy Information Administration concluded in a report published last October that China took nearly 90% of Iran's crude oil. Mr. Trump has separately placed 145% tariffs on China as a way to raise federal revenues and rebalance global trade. And a Soviet-era spacecraft meant to land on Venus in the 1970s is expected to soon plunge uncontrolled back to Earth, possibly within the first 2 weeks of May. It's too early to know where the half-ton mass of metal might come down, or how much of it will survive re-entry, according to space debris tracking experts. Dutch scientist Marco Longbrek predicts the failed spacecraft will re-enter around May 10th. He estimates it will come crashing in at 150 miles per hour if it remains intact. While not without risk, we should not be too worried, Longbrek said in an email. The risk is similar to that of a random meteorite fall, several of which happen each year. You run a bigger risk of getting hit by lightning in your lifetime, he said. The chance of the spacecraft actually hitting someone or something is small, he added, but it cannot be completely excluded. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.